Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to the second hour, which will go better than the first hour. It's my first day back. It's been full of shenanigans, let me tell you. Anyway, I'm Babs Rose Ivy. Welcome to Love Babs Love Talk. So I got Jackie Buster. I reached out to her this morning because this petition is going around. The Fairhaven Community Management Team put out a petition for a mediated solution in advance of special zoning exception for Amada Brewing. So this is the T right here. A petition for a mediated solution in advance of a special zoning exception for Amada Brewing. We, the undersigned, are New Haven residents who support economic development and job creation in our city. We are concerned that River Street developments are proceeding in the absence of an overall plan, which takes into account the potential employers that we know of. We do not want to see plans for one company advance in ways that force another to move their project elsewhere and lose out on jobs and increase tax base and other potential benefits for our community. Therefore, we oppose granting a special exception to allow Amada Brewing to open a brewery, a tasting room at 190 River Street at this time. However, we believe there is room for multiple businesses on River Street and that the surrounding area. We therefore call on the city's Department of Economic Development to engage the businesses that are interested in developing River Street in a mediation process to establish a solution beneficial to all. So Jackie Buster is here representing, I guess, Gigantic Studios?
Gigantic Studios, yes. And Fairhaven Community Management Team has been very, very supportive of the studio as well as other businesses in the neighborhood. And I just want to make it clear from the top, Babs, we are not opposed to having a brewery or any other business. We need to be able to find a solution whereby we can coexist and the studio can actually exist in a contiguous space.
So help me understand what is happening here. So the brewery is getting considered and the studio is not?
It's kind of complicated. Okay. So as you may know, we've been working on this project a little bit more than a year now. And we have made our plans have expanded, meaning the more we realize the shortage in sound stages, or not just in the United States, but around the world, the more we realize the opportunity to be able to create an industry here in New Haven. We started out just wanting to produce a couple of movies here and then saw, you know what, if we've got to build sound stages and we've got to set this up, we need to create the industry here and just leave these stages up and get people working. So we started out with the whole idea and found the land over on River Street. The city of New Haven was very, very receptive to the project in the beginning and said, hey, we've got some space on River Street. There's a few acres. Come down and take a look. Blew Michael in as well as the rest of the team, and everyone thought this is a great idea. That's how we began. We also realized that there was property down the street from us, another 8 acres and then another almost 3 acres that was also the property of the city of New Haven, and said, we need that too. The more studio space we can have, the more people we can put to work. Somehow in the midst of it all, the brewery, the first brewery, New England Brewery, came into being. And then number two, Armada Brewery, just came up out of nowhere just a few months ago, wanting the space. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't available to us anymore.
That's really?
It in a nutshell.
Oh, so how do they explain that? Like, is there a conversation? Or are they not explaining this?
Well, I think what happened was somehow we slipped through the cracks of being recognized as being serious. I think there'd been a notion going around that this was all talk, that Michael Jai White wasn't serious about coming home to actually build this project, which we all know is completely untrue. Michael's of Fairhaven. He started a studio years ago, the martial arts studio years ago, almost 20 something years ago, and comes home frequently and is moving his family back here to be able to do this. We've got 8 people as of now who've relocated from Atlanta and Los Angeles and have gotten Connecticut driver's licenses, are living here full time. This is serious to us. You know, I'm here. I've been here. So I think there was a notion that the project really wasn't as serious as it is, and that maybe we shouldn't have been taken seriously.
That just does not sound like sound economic development. I don't understand that. How does that happen, considering that there's so much development going on in this city around housing. I mean, housing that's not for us.
Right. Right. Which is also a concern of us, our concern of ours. You know, gentrification is real. And one of our plans is to make sure that this is not what happens in the Fairhaven section adjacent to where we are. We've been really, really trying to work with developers to come up with a plan similar to what Will Smith and Jay-Z have with working with Landis Technologies in Greater New York, whereby perhaps our development company can purchase whatever available properties there are so that we can then put potential homeowners in them who would pay into those properties and get training on financial management and home ownership, et cetera, over a period of 2 years. And then that house would automatically convert to them. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're looking at things like that. So, I mean, so when you talk about housing, we want housing too, but we want to make sure that we have housing for residents of New Haven and that we don't displace Fairhaven residents.
So a mediated opportunity would mean what? Bringing y'all to the table and having a bigger conversation? Or
yes, I mean, exactly. I mean, early on, we had met with New England Brewery 3 times, you know, whereby we were trying to come up with a solution for how do we coexist? How can we actually help them? I mean, the notion of making movies, I mean, you know about brand advertising and brand placement in movies. I mean, imagine branding a beer after Michael, and Michael doesn't even drink, but imagine having a Black or Dynamite beer for Michael's fan base, right? Or any particular character.
A rhythm beer.
Exactly. But if Rhythm had been at the table, and one of the properties had been, I guess, under their auspices at the time, or under their consideration, that would be a conversation. It still can. And I've spoken with Elisa about that. But I mean, us making concessions to say, hey, let's talk about making you the exclusive beer of the studio. How can we work together? How about you come in? Can we work together? Can we figure this out so that everybody benefits?
So what do the folks in the Fairhaven management team say? Like, what is their take on this? I mean, this is their petition. So
their
clearly
petition.
They feel some kind of way about what's going on.
People within Fairhaven and beyond see the jobs. We're talking about an initial 1,000 plus jobs. That's a lot of jobs. These are union paid jobs, right? We're talking about, we're already establishing our apprenticeship programs whereby we can get people trained so that in the next 18 to 24 months, when those studios are up and running, God help us get them up and running, that they can walk into these positions and maintain a healthy lifestyle. They can sustain themselves financially. So I think people in Fairhaven understand that. There are also jobs to be had with the brewery, probably don't pay nearly as much as what they could make if they worked for the studio. And also we're talking about our plan for them to have ownership of the studio. We want the employees to be bought into the studio so that our work product is phenomenal. It's gigantic. So we're offering a lot and it's being done in a very transparent manner. We can show you what the salaries are. It's all in our business plan. We're not hiding any of that. And we can show you what the timeline for the job development looks like. Very clear with that. So I think people in Fairhaven think this is a great idea that we exist. I think if we can figure out a way to coexist with a brewery, even better.
So I can't imagine, it's hard for me to wrap my brain around that it becomes a petition level issue when economic development people should just take a meeting and just have a bigger conversation with all y'all at the table. I just don't understand this.
Well, one of the interesting things that's happened with Armada is that it's a very complicated situation whereby the city is leasing this Bigelow building that's at 190 River Street to GL Capasso. That's a business that's right next door. GL Capasso did a lot of the restoration work on the building. City still actually owns this property from what we understand, but GL Capasso was given keys to Armada Brewing even prior to being permitted. They signed a lease. So there's no liquor permit. You're not completely through Board of Zoning and Appeals. You're not even really there yet, but somehow you've got a signed lease for to open a business that's not even zoned for as this type of establishment. So it's very interesting how it's just gotten ran through. That's the best way I can put it. And that's why I think there was cause for the management team to put out this petition, because, you know, people need to understand what's going on here and understand the significance and the significance of what could be lost.
So when's the last time you had a conversation with the city?
It's been a couple of months.
Really?
And we've asked for mediation. We've asked to sit down at the table. It's been a few months.
And who is running economic development these days?
Our liaisons are, of course, their director, Michael Piscatelli, and Steve Fontana, and then Helen Rosenberg. And we've worked with Steve and Helen for the last year.
Right. Okay. So the petition has got 46 names on it so far. And then what happens? What happens with the petition? Does that force their hand, or like, how does this petition help?
We believe the Board of Zoning and Appeals is going to want to know what does the neighborhood feel? What does the city people in the city of New Haven feel? Certainly Fairhaven is our primary focus, and there'll be a hand delivered petition among businesses and residents today and tomorrow. The petition that has the 40 some odd signatures, that was just released last, late afternoon yesterday, and that anybody in the city of New Haven can sign. So the digital version can be signed by anyone in New Haven. The hard copy is for Fairhaven residents only. We just need to show them what people are thinking and how they feel about what's going on.
And so was this turn of events a surprise to you all as the Gigantic Studio folks?
It was a surprise, because we had thought that our original plan came out December of last year. And that plan showed the map, the vision of what we want to do. So when we sat down with the mayor, and this is a few months ago, he had never seen it. Mike had never seen it. So somehow it just never made it to light. So if they'd never seen it, then of course they couldn't take us seriously, right? But we didn't know that. So at this point, everybody can see it. I mean, it's been published. Several of the news publications have put this thing out there. We've been doing several meet and greets within the community, and, you know, just meeting with state reps, state senators, and, you know, our future constituents, and most importantly, residents, so that they can understand what we're offering. So, and we share the map all the time. We share the vision. We share the job opportunities. We have job opportunities right now that we've posted. So, I don't want to say we got lost in the shuffle. I just don't think enough light was shined upon us down at City Hall.
And that's not a good look for a world-class city to have a world-class studio be lost in the shuffle. That's just not a good look, considering these particular times, and considering that we could benefit from the economic development dollars that this brings. That's not a good look.
We're talking about jobs. And here's the thing, Babs. It's bigger than just the jobs. It's all the ancillary support of businesses. Anybody in the service industry, anywhere in the state, whatever it is that you service, there's a position for you. You're a landscaper. We need landscapers. You do hair. We need hairdressers. You do makeup. You fix pipes. Whatever it is that you do, there's a space here for you. And even if you're just servicing the outside community or adjacent communities throughout the state, if we bring more people into work, there's more work for people. So when I speak of New Haven, but I speak of this as being a statewide initiative too, because we're creating an industry. Any one of our sound stages will operate with probably 125, 150 people on any given day. Multiply that times the initial 7. And then we still have the 2. We're going to keep the 2 up in Shelton. Once we get 25 built, it'll be what Tyler did down in Atlanta. They started off with about 250 people who understood the industry and were, could work in the, within the industry. Now they're up tenfold. It's 225,000 people who are working in film and digital media in Greater Atlanta. That can happen here too. We've got the great tax benefits for people. We're in an opportunity zone that's attractive to a lot of developers. I mean, there's so much potential for economic development, as you said, statewide.
Wow. So, all right. So your strategy is, you tell me, what is the strategy moving forward?
Our strategy is to continue to get community support. We're not doing this for the powers that be. We're doing this to empower people. So, you know, and that's what we've been doing. And we, you know, we can't put a petition out because we just can't. It wouldn't make sense. But our friends, neighbors, family, they can do whatever they want to do to just bring to light what's going on and to try to continue to get support for this bigger plan.
Okay. So what's the end date for the petition? Is there an end date on this thing?
Wednesday afternoon.
And then you present it to the zoning folks, the Board of Zoning?
Yes. And whether or not, and also people can show up at the meeting this Wednesday. And you're gonna forgive me for blanking out on the time, but we're gonna get that for you in a minute. But they can show up at the meeting, they can Zoom into the meeting, and Fairhaven management team will have the petition, they'll have the digital, and they'll have the hard copy.
And so you want the Board of Zoning to do what at this particular, what can they do?
They can postpone this so that we have a chance for a mediation. That's what they can do. They can hold off. And then that gives us an opportunity to try to work this out.
Okay. Because you feel like, not that you feel like, but because you've submitted your plans, you've submitted your declaration of things, and somehow or other got lost in the sauce. And everybody in the news outlets have put this out there. It's been out there. And
right.
We've seen it. I've seen you all do the walkthroughs. I've seen him be in the neighborhoods. I've run the New Haven Independent stores in the inner city of him walking the Fairhaven neighborhood with some of the Fairhaven neighborhood folks, leadership. So clearly there is support. Clearly there is support of the residents and the neighbors of that community. So they could say, let's take this into mediation. That gives you opportunity to have a bigger conversation with the powers that be, so that you can move this project along.
Right.
And that seems fair. Does that seem fair?
I think that seems fair for Fairhaven. Yes, okay. I think that would be fair. And again, it's not that we are saying oust a brewery. We're saying, let's figure out how can we position this brewery within the footprint so that it makes better sense. And when people say, well, why is it such a big deal? Two things, security. We've got to be able to lock this studio down because of the level of talent that we're bringing in. And the amount and the level of equipment that we're going to be housing there. Mm-hmm. We can't ride Samuel L. Jackson down River Street and have it be wide open and people jumping out of cars and drinking and yelling and whatever else happens. Right where this brewery is positioned is where our back lot would be. Our back lot is an open air lot that will be a suburban street, a New York strip. beach area. So we've got to be able to control what happens within that particular area.
So have you had conversation with the Armada people? Because now the other brewery people have pulled out or have disappeared?
We really don't know. And the other brewery people are actually working with a developer. And that developer would actually be the purchaser of the land. It's not the brewery. The brewery would be leasing from him.
Okay.
And his name is Doug Gray. He's also the person, by the way, which is why we had such an issue with this, who was supposed to develop the Munson Street property and then abandoned it. City sold him the land. He then turned around, promised the neighborhood made big plans for the neighborhood, decided for whatever reasons not to do it, and then sold the land and made a lot of money in the transaction. We were afraid the same thing was going to happen on River Street.
Okay.
So they've been very quiet for the last couple of months. We don't know why. We had spoken with them all along. We don't know where New England Brewery stands now. We understand they may be considering another location. And in the meantime, Armada Brewing has come to the table. And
now who owns Armada Brewing? And have you had conversation with them?
They're actually out of East Haven, Connecticut. They're already operational. They've been running the brewery for, I guess, several years now. The owner's name is John. We met with him on a Zoom meeting with the Fairhaven Community Management Team, where we offered to sit down and really kind of hash this out and try to come up with a solution similar to what we were trying to do with New England Brewery and Doug Gray. That went unanswered. And so that's
really?
When we said, okay, can the city step in and try to broker a deal, basically.
So you reached out to them and they didn't respond at all?
Nope. We offered, our whole team was on a Zoom with quite a few Fairhaven Community Management Team members. And also Economic Development was on that same Zoom. And in a subsequent meeting, the management team actually met with Mike Piscatelli to say, we need you to make this happen. Can you get these people at the table? And that's been, when you say how long has it been, it's at least 8 to 10 weeks ago. So
their inability to show up to the table gives you what sense of what they're thinking or feeling, or like, I mean, have they said anything at all about any of this?
Nothing. Dead silence.
So do you think that's telling, or do you think,
personally, I think it's very telling. What it tells, I don't want to say on your air, but what I think it tells, but because I'm speaking for the company as well, but personally, I think it's very telling.
Do you find that to be odd?
The other piece of this that I find to be odd is that when we're talking about 60 jobs as opposed to more than 1,000, and of that 60, maybe only 15 to 20 of them are new positions. I think at some point logic prevails and says, what makes the most sense here? And if there's an offer on the table where we can have those 15 to 20 new positions as well as Gigantic's 1,000 plus, why wouldn't it be considered?
So the plans that y'all have put together, I mean, I have not seen the plan, so I don't know. But is there enough space for all of this to coexist?
There is. We believe we can reconfigure. There's a way to reconfigure. There's also, I mean, listen, Babs. And if I were the owner of any establishment and I had a studio coming in and telling me, hey, we'll give you product placement in films. We will make you the official beer of the studio. We'll set up a brewery within the studio, right? Because we have concession areas and we have, food yes. service, et cetera. How about we work together and we'll develop this with you and let's co-develop this, right? Save you money, give you more prestige, give you more clout within your business. I would probably say, let's talk about this. Tell me more. How can this work? I don't know that I would ignore it and feel as if, it was meaningless.
All right, so there's a Board of Zoning meeting on Wednesday. I would imagine at the 5-6 o'clock hour or whatever it
yes.
is. And hopefully things will run in your favor, but if they don't, what is the next move beyond what happens on Wednesday?
I cannot say.
Okay.
I cannot say.
But there's a plan
because
of some
there's,
sort.
There's, because right after that, I mean, let's just say that they get approved for this. They still have to get approved for a liquor license. So it's not over yet. We like to say it's not over until it's over. We just keep plugging along. we just keep moving. That's what's next for us. And when I say keep moving, I mean, if it comes down to them getting a liquor permit, then we want to be at the table for that too. And we're hoping people come out and help make the decision as to whether or not that actually would go through. But we'll see. We're surmising right now. We'll see what happens on Wednesday. We can just get this postponed. We are offering every bit of our ability to try to work this out.
Well, I mean, the petition, I'm starting to see it gain traction. I see people are aware and are pondering this and considering this. And I know the folks in Fairhaven want economic development that mm-hmm. is beneficial to them and their community. So I would imagine that there's got to be a way to sort of come to a resolution where everybody can win here. Like, okay. I would imagine that if there was some leadership at City Hall, that this would be the order of the day, you know, a cohesive plan that everybody benefits from.
I imagine you would be right. I imagine I agree with you. That's right. So, that's right.
But since I don't know how this is going to go, I think it's good. So I want you to keep me updated and come back after the fact and just keep a surprise, because I think this is a very unique situation, and this really could do amazing things for the city. I mean, this is unlike anything that has been happening here, and I don't want us to lose this opportunity to be a player at this level.
No, we don't. I mean, Babs, I don't know if you've been to Tampa. Have you ever been to Tampa? Because I've never been until. Have you been lately to see?
Not in the last 20 years.
Oh, there you go. And I hadn't either. It's been a long time. But they've been very successful. They have an area very similar to River Street that's on the water. The Criscolo Park, they've got a park that's right there. It's called Armature Works. Anybody who's not familiar, please look it up. They went, the neighborhood that they went into was much more distressed. I don't even consider Fairhaven to be distressed if we really want to talk about it. But if you travel a lot, which I'm sure I know you do, and I know I do, I know what a distressed neighborhood looks like. Fairhaven is not distressed. Yeah. Okay, it is to some people, but not in my eyesight. They went into a very, very distressed neighborhood, and they were able to take the existing buildings, bring in new ones, work with what they've had, put a water taxi there, wow. do a walkway, a path that goes all the way from one of their parks all the way into downtown. We want to do that too. They've got all kind of vendors set up. You can rent a kayak, you can rent a bicycle, you can get an ice cream cone, probably about 15 different restaurants within one facility, all open air. It's phenomenal. There's a theater there, outdoor lights and veranda, garden, everything we want. It's phenomenal. It's incredible. They've done this in other parts of the country too, but Tampa is the most similar to what we're envisioning. Because of the placement of the way the property is configured.
Like I said, I want you to keep me. I want you to come back and keep me posted. Thank you for coming on short notice.
Thank you, Babs. Thanks for having me.
I just thought this was important, and when I saw the petition, I was like, wait, a petition? I thought a lot of people thought this was, you know, in the bag, right? Because I remember seeing all the press on the walkthrough and the getting ready and people excitement about it, and everybody's excited. So I didn't know this turn of events. So keep me posted so we can let the listeners know. But I definitely will pay attention to what happens on Wednesday.
Well, and we'll go from there. I want to have many more conversations with you. And I want to have those conversations that say, hey, the training opportunities are open. Get your people there, right? Yes. I want to have those kind of conversations. So
yes. Well, thank you so much, Jackie Buster and Gigantic Studios. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that at least you can get heard and a real meeting of the minds can happen.
Thank you, Babs.
So much. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too.
All right, Harry Droves. We got through Monday. Thank you, Jackie Buster. All right, so there's a petition up. if y'all, it's online, it's on Facebook, grab it, find it. You just need 100 names just to show the zoning and board of zoning folks that the community is very committed. I'm sure people will show up in droves, exercise their political will. Yeah, there it is. Petition for a mediated solution in advance of a special zoning exception for Mata Brewing. So yeah. All right, we got through the day.
It sounds fascinating what they want to do, but who knows the politics of it all, right?
Like, how does this new brewery get in there and get all this done without, you know, without the other brewery, without these people? Yeah. What is happening here? Feeling very Macbeth here, right? Like,
I don't want to assign motivations, but yeah.
Something ain't right in Denmark.
That's right. Something don't smell right.
Something don't smell right in Denmark. But we know we'll keep it 100 with you. So yeah, so tomorrow when I come back here, I got to talk about my brother who rescued my brother, the public works guy who rescued family from a burning house.
Oh.
My brother Robert. So I'm gonna talk about it tomorrow. Wow. I wanted to talk about it today, but the technical difficulties got in the way. But I'll talk about it tomorrow. The public works, man. We don't know how good public works is till these kinds of things happen. And then when I talk to my brother, he tells me all kinds of things that they are. You know, they're like, talk about first responders, Harry. You know, sometimes they're the one making the calls to the police about a situation. So but yeah,
I wonder how many hoarders he's run into. That would be an interesting one right there.
Well, listen, all kinds of, my brother tells me all kinds of stories. All kinds of stories. But that one right there, that was quite challenging. The house on fire on Shelton Avenue and little children and rescuing little children out of a burning house. And so, yeah, my brother is a hero, but he's always been a hero. So yeah, I'm gonna talk about it tomorrow. So yeah, and I'll be talking about the opera tonight. I can't wait to go. When I get off here, I'm start picking out an outfit, get on a train, hobble my way. I just can't sit. Thank you to my girlfriend, Sarah Lou.
And get on the train? Go. So you're not taking a limo?
Oh no, I'm taking the car back. I have car service back. The car service that I usually use, they can't get me there. They can pick me up. That's fine.
You're going on the Metro North.
Yes, I'm gonna get on the Metro North, Barkley.
And then you're going straight to
Grand Central.
Grand Central, and then you go to the Barkley Center?
No, the Lincoln Center.
Oh, the Lincoln Center.
The Lincoln Center.
Wait, so you're getting on another train, right?
Yeah.
Off of the Metro North? Oh, I haven't been on a subway.
Oh no, I'm not getting on the subway. No. Okay. We'll take a cab or an Uber to Lincoln. Oh no. I can't do that with a cab. No.
You know what? I haven't. There's a memory associated with the smell that kicked in. You know, it's just, I could just smell it, just thinking, just remembering the subway.
No. I can't get in the subway. Like this, doing that. So I'll just get it. I meet my girlfriend at Grand Central. She lives in Brooklyn, so she's got to come from Brooklyn. So we'll meet in Grand Central, and then we're gonna go have some early dinner, a rooftop somewhere, not too far from. The opera's at 6:30. It's 2 hours 40 minutes or something. So it'll be done by 9 o'clock. I'll be done. I'll be in the car by 9:30. I'll be on my way home. So it won't be a late night. You know what I mean? Like, it won't be a late night.
That's late for me.
Well, it won't be like getting on a train at 10 o'clock, Harry, and getting home at midnight. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or 1 o'clock. Like, it's not that, you know? So it's getting in a car and being driven home. Nice old body. So yeah. So I'm back tomorrow. We won't have any of these technical glitches that we had today. Y'all don't mind Harry with his foolishness.
You know, I have a lot of opinions.
Harry, we know. We know.
And I don't have a show, so.
Harry, but that's just you having a show. You can have a 15-minute show if you wanted a show. So you have 15 minutes with Harry Droz.
So when you slide off the flat earth, off the flat earth.
So tune in tomorrow morning, because then we can really catch up, Harry, and talk about all the things. Because, you know, we got to talk about the border thing, too. That whole slavery. I tell you, Harry, when I saw that, I thought I had tuned into a movie. Like, what slavery movie is this? It's the news.
You know, I remembered Kanye West when he said George Bush hates black people. That's what came into my head, and I remember George Bush isn't the president.
Listen, everybody hates black people, Harry.
All right, we'll talk tomorrow.
Listen, tune in tomorrow. It's going to be hot. I'll see y'all. Thank you, Jackie Buster. Thank you, Paul Beasy.